I think the takeaways are still we're looking at a list of fixable issues that we can really address. We've got a list of things. We've actually started talking about a lot of them. Some of them are baseball things. Some of them are the mental side of the game. But I was real pleased, you know, on a couple of different levels. The guys never, as a team, never took themselves out of the game. They were continued to cheer their teammates on, continued to be competitive throughout the five innings that we'd play each game. It's a bummer that we're not getting into the sixth and seventh innings, just to give the kids a little more chance, another at bats and things like that. But it's just part of the game right now. And we're a young team, but they are. I didn't hear anybody that said this is not where I want to be. They all said here's the things that we need to do better, different practice. We need to work harder. These are the things that we need to fix. But I was pleased. Some of our freshmen really shone this weekend. Matthias Volk pitched twice for us. Started on game one. Pitched really well, two innings for us. Actually, an inning and two thirds for us. And then came back and pitched in relief on our second game on Saturday. And I was real pleased with Brecken Davis's play in the outfield. Again, this, 2 weeks in a row where he's just turned in some incredible plays for our, particularly because he's a freshman and hasn't played a lot of baseball. He's a good athlete, but he's a kid that really wants to get better, takes it real serious. But he had some great plays, he's making the routine plays look very routine, and he's making some pretty spectacular plays. And if he's not making the plays, getting to the ball very quick. And that's something that we're pretty excited about. Jacob Smith had some great plays as a sophomore for us in left field. Got on base a couple times. And I also was very pleased with Loudon Sandhofer. The kids call him the old man. He's the junior. He's the oldest kid in the team. He's the leader. And we're playing him out of position a little bit. He's been our catcher for a couple of years, but we've been using Adam Ware as the catcher this year. Adam is a more inexperienced catcher, but has really improved steadily since the beginning of the season. And we're able to put Loudon in our infield in a lot of the different spots, and we actually makes our infield better when he's there. So Adam was pretty sore on the ferry going home yesterday. He caught a lot. But real pleased with that. I know the guys would love to be winning, or at least being, would love to be getting into the seventh inning. But I think for where we're at, for their age and their maturity level as far as baseball maturity goes, they're starting to really understand that this is a process that they get a chance to go for the next couple of years together with some kids that we're going to see coming up in the next couple of years from the middle school programs, from Little League. And it's exciting to watch them get incrementally better every week. And if we can just figure out a way to get a little more offense. We had opportunities where we're potentially bunting somebody to third base, getting him to scoring position. We just couldn't execute at the time. We had the one opportunity we had. We had bases loaded at one point with one out in the second game on Saturday where the hitter made contact, but it was comebacker right to the mound. They went home for a two. So it was a 1-2-3 double play, got us out of the inning. Some of the kids' bats are starting to really come around. Loudon Sandhofer, his bat, he was starting to make very good contact. Right now he's just hitting it right to where guys are at. I think he ended up with one hit up there, which was nice to see him get off the schneid a little bit there. But, yeah, they're not discouraged. That's, I guess, the most important part right now. And we've got another competitive team coming in, Sitka's defending state champs next week.